Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the different bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in Jannah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أول زمرة يدخلون الجنة على صورة القمر ليلة البدر ثم الذين يلونهم على أشد كوكب دري في السماء إضاءة لا يبولون ولا يتغوطون ولا يدفلون ولا يمتخطون أمشاطهم الذهب ورشحهم المسك ومجامرهم الألوة عود الطيب أزواجهم الحور العين على خلق رجل واحد على صورة أبيهم آدم 60 ذراعا في السماء وفي رواية البخاري ومسلم آنيتهم فيها الذهب وشحهم المسك ولكل واحد منهم زوجتان يرى مخ ساقهما من وراء اللحم من الحسن لا اختلاف بينهم ولا تباغض قلوبهم قلوبهم قلوب واحد يسبحون الله بكرة وعشية. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the first group to enter Jannah will be like the full moon. The first group that will enter Jannah will be like the full moon, brilliant, shining, bright. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said the next group will be like the brightest star in the sky. They will have no need, now speaking about the people of Jannah, they will have no need to urinate, to pass, to defecate, to spit or to blow their noses. Nothing, anything in this world that is regarded as something dirty, there will be absolutely nothing like that in Jannah. We explained the other day that how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is. Even in this world we can understand it like the child in the womb of the mother. There is no need for the child to urinate or to defecate or to blow its nose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of it. So like that in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of the Jannatis. So anything that is even regarded as little bit dirty also in the dunya is not even found in Jannah, both internally and externally, as we see in this hadith. Externally, when it comes to all the things like blowing one's nose, toilet, spitting, etc., those are all external dirt. Completely clean and pure, completely park and pure Jannah is from any type of external dirt. And now when it comes also to the internal cleanliness, Allah Pak makes it such that the Jannatis will have a perfect high level of internal cleanliness. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that the combs that the Jannatis will use to comb their hair, the combs will be gold. And what about the perspiration that comes out of the body? The perspiration of the Jannatis will be musk. Not musk of the dunya, musk of Jannat. Can you imagine musk of this dunya, how expensive it is, pure musk. Person has to buy the ether musk, the pure one, how expensive and how beautiful it smells. So now this natural perspiration that they will have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it musk. Pure, brilliant, fragrant. Anyway, the hadith goes on to say that the combs will be of gold and the perspiration of musk. Their burners will burn fragrant aloe wood. The burners that they'll have, that gives off, now normally you get those burners that burn and gives out that fragrance with the smoke. So this will be pure aloe wood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put. The question might come to our mind that what is the need now in Jannah? Because everything is already so fragrant. So what is the need now for having that fragrance also with that specific wood? Ulama explained that in Jannah, fragrance and ether, perfume, won't be something that is necessary. Like how in this dunya, sometimes we have to put it on a hot day. If we don't put it, then we won't be smelling nice. But in Jannah, ether, perfume, and beautiful smells will be a thing of pleasure and entertainment. So people will only be enjoying the ether there, not out of need, but out of enjoyment and entertainment. That is the entertainment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the different fragrances, different scenes, different smells. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking into account for the people of Jannah. Their wives will be wide-eyed damsels, hoors. We explained that hoora is singular, hoor is plural. And what the meaning of it? That thing that dazzles the eyes. Dazzled. In other words, person will look at this woman and he'll be dazzled. He's like how a person looks at the sun and suddenly that rays gets in his eyes. He's so surprised by the brightness and the sharpness and the beauty of this woman. So they are called hura. All the men will be in appearance like their father, Adam alayhi salam, 60 cubits in length. So the height and the size and the build also, Allah Pak will give every jannati. Every man will be the size of Adam alayhi salam. 60 cubits works out to about 30 meters in height. In length. Now to us it may seem that something strange, but it's not something strange, because Jannah itself will be so big. Jannat will be so vast, the palaces will be so vast, everything in Jannat will be so vast. So if insan is 30 meters, it's not something that is difficult to understand. Allah Pak will give him a beautiful bulk. In this world, sometimes a person is short, sometimes a person has got a deformity, sometimes people are extra tall, but in Jannat everyone will be one height. So in other words, everyone will be feeling comfortable with that stature and the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, and that is the stature of Adam alayhi salam. Another narration has that their utensils will be of gold and their perspiration will be of musk. Each one of them will have two wives with shin bones which will be seen through the flesh because of their beauty. Now, here we might think that two wives, and yet we are told that each man will get so many women in Jannah. Ulama explained that at a minimum there will be two wives and he'll have much more hurs. These hurs that we discussed, these women of Jannah, Allah Pak will give him. And now the beauty that is explained here is that they will be so beautiful that their bones will be seen through their skin also. So beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it that the shin bones will be seen through the flesh. That this is the sign of a purity and the sign of the beauty of the woman of Jannah. That there will be no blood and vessels and everything blocking that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such as so beautiful and so pure they are that their shin bones will be seen even through their flesh and their skin. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain that this is out of beauty. That the shin bones will be able to be seen. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentioned, there will be no differences between them, nor any hatred. In this world, there's natural differences Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created between co-wives. There's natural differences Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created between people. So this is something that is naturally created. It's inborn. It's not that somebody chooses to be, but it happens. But those that make effort, and those, especially those people that make effort, they are able to bring that level under control, but it's still there. It's still in the heart. But in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will remove it completely, as the hadith is mentioned. There will be no differences between them, nor any hatred. Their hearts will be united, glorying Allah Ta'ala morning and evening. So their hearts will be so beautifully united, it will be like the heart of one person. Ulama explained that it will be like the heart of one person. How is it possible to be like the heart of one person? One person can't hate himself and love himself at the same time. It's not possible. He can hate somebody else or he can love somebody else and maybe sometimes be upset with himself. But at one time a person can't hate himself and love himself. So in Jannat, it's as though all the Jannatis have one heart. Hatred is completely taken out. Each one will only love each other. No sign of any type of disagreements, discord, ill feelings, completely pure. Can you imagine what a beautiful feeling it is when every single person loves each one for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Absolutely no malice, hatred, no history, no baggages, so we speak, of any type of discord. Everything has been completely clean, internally and externally. This is the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the people of Jannah. May Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq of doing those actions that will take us to Jannah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that enter Jannah from the first group, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.